passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. James Graham says traveling aboard a kayak is the ultimate means of individual navigation.
Well, it's what we call people power. It's a way to experience waters that are less crowded, that are more pristine.
During Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo last year, the Houston kayaking instructor was teaching folks the finer points of paddling. Now, since these boats don't use motors to move, they can be used a lot more places than, say, a powerboat.
Well, that's one of the things the fishermen are really appreciating now. They can get up in some very, very shallow water, and nobody else is there. The fish are not used to people in those areas. You can really enjoy a lot of Texas this way.
He says there is a perception that kayaks are dangerous because people see them going over whitewater rapids on TV.
And in fact, kayaks are a lot more stable than canoes because you're sitting lower in the water. Your center of gravity is lower. Your balance is much better.
You can learn more about kayaking and canoeing and water safety on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Our engineers this month are Mark Thurman and Bill Harwell. We had administrative assistance from Kim Connor. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.